Hi. Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes of your time. Obviously, we can't see you. Could you tell us, who are you?
I'm Max, Marcus, with Taulia, one of the co-founders, and responsible for the product, how it looks and feels at Taulia.
And what products are that?
Okay, so Taulia is a dynamic discounting company, or a little bit more broader, a supplier finance company. We build a purchase-to-pay suite, SaaS-based, that connects to ERP systems. And we offer electronic invoicing, supply information management, and most importantly, supplier finance dynamic discounting. We think this is the core of a P2P offering, actually.
Yeah.
That's our difference.
I mean, any business aims to overcome the challenges and to tap into the opportunities in the
sure.
market. What challenges do you see?
Well, let's start with traditionally, I'm looking around here, e-invoicing companies, right? It's an e-invoicing conference. So I think e-invoicing companies in general have a pretty big challenge that actually no supplier likes e-invoicing, right? I mean, it's a burden. Suppliers like push a button, print, put it in an envelope and send it. This is what suppliers like. So in order to make e-invoicing attractive, you got to make two things. You got to make it easy for the supplier. Some companies did a good job. I mean, mainly Tradeshift, Taulia did a good job, others as well. Ariba, not so much. It's very complicated for suppliers. But that's the first thing. Make it simple for suppliers. And the second is, make it attractive for a supplier to come to a solution. And this is where we thought dynamic discounting, finance, getting paid early. I mean, this is what it's all about. You want to be paid as a supplier. That's why you send an invoice in the first place. Because you want to have money, right? So if you have an additional incentive to get paid faster as a supplier, then actually you attract suppliers, you increase e-invoicing adoption at the same time and making money for the buying organization.
Yeah.
This is our tip. This is our pitch.
Would you say, seen from a Taulia angle, that there is a challenge that, as with e-invoicing, I would say, there's a difference in how you perceive what we're talking about. Could you elaborate on what is dynamic discounting?
Sure. Dynamic discounting is actually extremely simple. There's a large buying organization. Who I pick? One of our customers, Coca-Cola. Large buying organizations, billions in cash. And there are 100,000 suppliers of Coca-Cola, sending invoices, doing business with Coca-Cola. Well, Coca-Cola has all that cash and gets pretty much nothing for that cash right now because the interest rates are so low. The suppliers on the other side, the 100,000 suppliers, starving, need cash. They take their invoices and do factoring, which is the most stupid thing on this planet, to take your invoice and sell it for 40-50% annually. Right? I mean, this is just nonsense. So Coca-Cola has cash, 100,000 suppliers need cash. Well, dynamic discounting just brings those two together.
Yeah.
Makes it possible that Coca-Cola can pay those suppliers a little bit earlier, and the supplier in return grants a little discount, which is beneficial for both parties.
Yeah. I would think that you've come across people saying, we already do that, we do cash discounts.
Yes.
So what's the difference?
And the difference is that a cash discount, like a 2%, 10, net 30, the traditional one, is a pre-negotiated discount. It's a discount that procurement negotiates with the supplier, right? When you start doing business, back to Coca-Cola, I start doing business, Coca-Cola offers me a couple of payment terms, and at the end I agree on a payment term. One of them is 2%, 10, net 30, or 1%, 50, net 45, all those beautiful things. Pre-negotiated discount. Dynamic discounting is actually something that works for all suppliers. Whether you agree to discount or not, you can actually, even a net 60 supplier or a supplier that, net 30 or something, when just a standard payment term, those suppliers can tap into the dynamic discounting program and say, normally I'm net 60, I can wait 60 days, but tomorrow actually I would need cash. So dear Coca-Cola, click, I want to have the money. It's an opt-in. It's a voluntary thing if you want. It's an offer to a supplier. And this makes it so powerful.
So the key being in the word dynamic, really?
Yeah. That's exactly. Dynamic in two ways, actually. Dynamic in terms of supplier can choose if they want. Like that's one part of the dynamic. And the second part of the dynamic is the sliding scale. That's the nature of a dynamic discount. Is if I want to pay it on Friday, it's more expensive than want to pay it Friday in 2 weeks. Because it's a sliding scale. It gets more... it gets cheaper the later I want to be paid.
Yeah.
So two, I can opt in dynamic and I can choose the day dynamic.
Yeah. Would you say that it takes a quite enlightened CFO or somebody in the buying organization to sort of take the lead and tap into this? Because I would again guess that an objection would be, we need our money because we will reinvest it in our business.
Sure. So we hear that from time to time, absolutely right. So there is we don't want to pay early, we want to hold on to the cash, it's our policy, working capital. But then, I mean, if you dig a little bit deeper, so what are you doing? We're talking about short-term cash. I mean, this is 30-day money, 40-day money, right? That is lying on the balance sheet. What is a treasurer doing today with 30-day investment? I mean, they look at Apple's balance sheet or Walmart, companies we talked to, the treasury, interviewed them. They made last year 0.7% annually on their cash. 0.7%. That kind of translates into nothing. Right? They put the money somewhere on a savings account and make no money at all. Or do great investment vehicles and at the end of the day, 0.7%. So this is what I ask back. So what are you doing today with your short-term investment? And every CFO and treasurer kind of, I do nothing. So take part of that money, invest it in your supply chain, get 8, 9, 12, 15, whatever you think percent is appropriate for your business bag. And this is something that totally resonates if you get to the level of that conversation.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, there's objection. But now pick some treasurer or some CFO just right here. Yes, I would get exactly the same question. But if you give me 1 minute to explain, most of them actually warm up to the idea of dynamic discounting. 4 years ago, completely different game. Nobody knew about dynamic discounting. That changed. I mean, we saw it here in the conference. On every second slide, I'm seeing a sliding scale. I see dynamic discounting. Makes me proud.
Yeah. And also then digital messages being an enabler to be able to...
Absolutely. I mean, for dynamic discounting to work, a couple of things are helpful. First of all, suppliers being enabled somehow, being in a OB10 portal, being in a Basware solution, just somewhere, or being in a Taulia solution, somewhere electronically where they already go, check the status of invoices, and submit invoices electronically. So this enablement is a key. And the second one is, the better the quality of the invoice, the faster the approval, the bigger the window of opportunity for dynamic discounting. So electronic invoicing is a huge driver, because in the perfect world, you push a button for an electronic invoice, it hits the SAP or the ERP system, invoice approved, ready for early payment. Oh. So those two things together make it powerful.
If it's up to the supplier, how do you work with forecasting? I mean, that's the Bible of treasury.
Yeah. So couple of things in that area. So the first thing is what our treasurers do in our solution, and probably in other offerings as well, I don't know them well, but I guess, is that as a treasurer, I actually reserve liquidity. So I say, for a certain day, for a certain group of suppliers, 10 million per day, 100,000, whatever my size is. So I limit, as a cash manager, as a treasurer, I limit my exposure. And that actually helps with the forecasting, because I just have that money, that slice reserved of cash.
Yeah. What advice then do you give to, I guess, then mostly large buying organizations for the future?
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody's looking for electronic invoicing programs. And we talk to those people, and we give the heavy advice, the strong advice to combine every electronic invoicing, purchase to pay, to be brought up, purchase to pay initiative, combine it with a supplier finance program. And by the way, I talk dynamic discounting. This is just one way of doing it, right? Using your own cash. There are solutions, and we offer them as well, to work together with third parties, with banks, with hedge funds, where they inject the money because they have extremely cheap access to cash, obviously, and then you can do that as well. So my advice is just not looking at an isolated electronic invoicing program or project initiative, but combine it with a supplier finance, to keep it broad, with a supplier finance initiative. Makes much more sense, better adoption, everybody happy, suppliers happy, you make money on it as a buying organization, and you get electronic invoicing. In a perfect world, by the way, for free. E-invoicing should be free. Yeah. It's a commodity.
Yeah. So thank you very much, and good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.